someplace down by the river or in the park. Would that be just your family, or would that be neighbors and friends as well?
Neighbors and friends. They'd have a big long table, and each one would bring something, you know.
Do you remember any special traditions around weddings or death or births?
Well, I remember tradition of death. In those years, they used to have what they call wakes. And of course, the bodies were always at home instead of at the undertakers. And everybody, or the older people, of course, would go and take food, and they'd have drinks, and all sit around and feel bad, and then towards the end of it, they'd all go home, and that was about it.
What kind of chores did you have around the house, jobs that were your responsibilities?
Washing dishes, making the bed.
Being the oldest girl, were your chores different than your younger sisters?
No, they're practically the same.
What about your brothers?
Well, my older brother, he was the best worker of the family, I think. He was more capable of handling things like going to the store. He had a bicycle, and if there was an errand to be done, he was on his bicycle and gone.
Did the boys ever have chores in the house?
Not too many, as I remember. They had more chores, like we always had a garden, you know, and they'd say, weed the garden.
How did you like doing the dishes and making the bed?
I didn't like it. But I used to just love to fix up my bedroom. Oh, I'd put pictures up and ribbons all over it, and it must have looked just awful. I was really starting out to be a decorator. I always liked nice clothes and pretty things. And my mother used to sew for us, and she'd always think, well, we've got to put lace on that. She kind of had that feeling a little lace helped you out a lot.
What was the school like that you went to when you were growing up?
Well, I think we had a wonderful school. I remember the day I started to school, it was pouring rain. And I started out with an umbrella. And I was, of course, real small then. And at that time they were, there still is angleworms from the rain. And they was on the sidewalk. And to this day, I remember I come back, and I said to my mother, I'm not going to school, I'm afraid of those angleworms on the street. So she shooed me off to school, and all through school it was very nice. And I especially liked it when I got in high school, because I was on the debating team. And I just loved to debate.
Was the grammar school, was there a room for each class?
Yes, uh-huh. We had a real good school. When I think of now, I think sometimes what we learned then, you know, there was more to it. We also had a little sewing class Friday afternoons. And little things on etiquette and things like that some schools didn't have.
What kinds of things did you study?
Oh, I studied just the regular in grammar school. And in high school I studied history, algebra, and geography, and all those things.
Your activities on the debate team, who did you debate?
We debate other ones in our class, you know.
Were there other school activities?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we used to have, you know, after the ball games, we'd all get together and all go uptown, buy popcorn, and that's... about all I had to offer then.
Did you walk to school?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. We live close to school.
How did your parents feel about your school? Did you get encouragement at home?
Oh, yes. We had lots of encouragement at home. They were always, you know, saying, do better and study more. And when we brought home our books, we studied.
Were there other books in your home? Did your parents have books in
your
home? Yes,
uh-huh.
What might have been favorite books that you had, that you liked to read or you liked to have read to you?
Well, it's hard to remember. I remember one was a thing that I really thought was something, was Uncle Tom's Cabin, of all things. I used to read a lot. I used to go to the library. We'd get our library card, and I'd go to the library, and we had to take it back in a certain time. I remember the librarian said, well, you hardly get home with your book before you bring it back. I could read so fast. We didn't have too many good books at home, but we could go to the library and get any kind.
What other kinds of things would you do with your time after school besides read?
Well, I imagine just play or look around the house. Look for something to eat after we got home from school. My mother always had homemade bread, which was always taste real good.
When you were going to high school, What were your expectations about what you would do after high school? Or what did you want to do?
Well, I always thought I'd like to be a teacher. Because some of my relatives were teachers, you know. And I thought it would just be nice to be a teacher. But as I grew older, I said, no way. So during the summer months, during our vacation, I went to work in a dentist office during the summer and after school. And I just loved that work. And I thought dental hygiene was one of the greatest things ever was. So at that time, this dentist had, they turned on gas, you know, the old-fashioned gas thing. And he showed me how to do that. And then I'd clean up the stuff. They had the little picks and things, you know. And not only that, I had to clean up the place. But I didn't mind it. I got $10 a week just after school, so I thought that was real great. But I always wanted to be in the business world. I was not too much of a, well, I did stay at home too. I always have. Always had a fairly nice home. But not having any children, I always have worked.
Did you have any thoughts at all about going to college when you were in high school?
Yes, I did. In fact, there was a college there that I enrolled in for the summer, and it was about 3 months. And I just went for about 1 month, and then I quit. That was all the college I had.
What was the reason for you quitting?
I just don't remember. I probably thought I didn't have any more to learn.
Were your brothers encouraged to go to college? Or?
No, not really.
You said your family moved to Sioux City. When did they, how old were you then, when they moved to Sioux City?
Oh, let's see, we was about, ...15 or 16, I guess. Sioux City was a larger town. Lamar's was just a little town.
Who were your friends in Lamar? Who did you play with?
Well, we played with all the neighborhood kids.
Were their families pretty similar to yours?
Yes, they were pretty similar. Some were in much better circumstances. Some were worse, but just average, I'd say. But it didn't seem to make much difference, you know, when we were playing with them, like. Some had more money than the other one.
How was life different for you in Sioux City?
Well, it was much more activity in Sioux City, being a bigger town, and After we moved to Sioux City, it seemed like we prospered more than we did in the smaller town.
Do you remember why you moved?
Well, things were getting a little slow in the little town. And we were growing up, the children, and we thought it'd be nice, and my folks did too, so we just moved. It was only 25 miles away.
So you were part of making that decision to move, the kids were?
Well, somewhat, I'd say. They kind of thought it'd be better for us.
So did you finish high school in Sioux City? Or did you finish in Lamar and then move?
No, I finished in Lamar's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that makes me back when we moved to Sioux City, I'd be older because, see, I was almost 18 when I graduated from high school in Lamar's. I can't even remember the year it was. But I remember our high school so well, and the colors red and black.
Do you remember the suffrage movement when it was going on?
No, I really don't. I'd heard of it, but I don't know too much about it, as I remember.
Wonder if your mother or any of her friends or anyone you knew or yourself had been involved at all?
Well, no. I'm sure my mother would not be a suffragette.
What did you do when you got to Sioux City?
Well, we rented a house. And I was trying to think of one of my first jobs in Sioux City. I worked at the 5 and 10. And I got $12 a week. I worked there for about a year, I guess. And then I worked weekends at the paper there in Sioux City, the Sioux City Journal, for a short time.
Doing what?
Little office work, you know, and stamping envelopes. And then I took up the beauty work. I went to school and I always liked that work. And that was about all I'd done after that.
You went to beauty school in Sioux City?
Yes, I know. And when I got through, I worked there all the time.
How long was school then? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I went about, I'd say maybe 3 months. See, they didn't have the entire courses like they do there. The first thing we learned at that time was to marcel, the old marcel iron, which I still have. They don't have them anymore. Had to learn to marcel, and then the permanent weaving. The first permit waiver, the Coconut. Mm-hmm. It was a different type. And then the later was spiral.
It's a Marcella curling iron kind of thing?
A Marcella iron. It's a, just like a big curling iron, only it's heavier, you know. And you just put that in there and you just go up there and you could just Marcella. We used to get a dollar for one. And that was really more people had Marcella than when the permits come in, why you had to learn that.
Did you live at home during this time when you were working?
Well, in the meantime, I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'd like to go back to when you were younger and ask you about if you had any kind of preparation for the onset of menstruation. If your mother had talked to you about it, or what kind of knowledge you had around it.
About what?
About menstruation.
Well, there really wasn't too much information given at that time.
Did you know about it before it happened to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But not before it was almost too late. But it was something that was really kept to yourself so much. I think sometimes it should have been more out in the open than it was.
Do you remember the first time you got your period, how you felt about it?
Yes, I really do. Strange as it seemed, I really didn't know what happened. It was, well, I knew it would happen. I knew about it. But going to the bathroom, finding out about it, I thought it was all over. So then I settled down and thought, well, this is what's going to happen from now on, I hope.
What about any education around sex?
Not very much. Very little, I'd say. It was not as open then as it is now.
Did you have dates in high school? Go out with boys?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
What kinds of things would you do?
Well, after the football game was over, we'd all go up to the ice cream parlor and or someplace and have a hot chocolate or something like that. And then maybe they'd have a dance, and we'd go to dance the weekend. I liked to dance then.
Did people go out on single dates very much, or was most of it groups? going out together?
Well, I think we used to double date quite a bit, as I remember now.
When did you meet your husband to be?
My husband to be, which was my first husband, I was married twice. I believe I met him at a park one Sunday afternoon when we were all out at the park.
How old were
you? Oh, about 18, I guess. I was married quite young.
What was your courtship like?
Well, I just thought it was beautiful. I was just married a short time, hardly 2 years, when my husband passed away. He was, taking up to be a pharmacist at a pharmaceutical place. So when he passed away, I went back home again. Mm-hmm. And then I met my husband that I've been married all this time. He's deceased now, too.
When you were married the first time, where did you live?
I lived in Leeds, Iowa. It was an old suburb of Sioux City.
Was your husband ill?
Yes, uh-huh. So after I went back home, then I went back to work again, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I met my second husband, we were over at the lake. We used to go over for swimming parties one afternoon. I and my sister-in-law was over there. And we were all swimming and I met him.
How old were you then?
Oh, I must have been about 19, I think, as near as I remember. Those years are so long ago.
When did you marry him?
I married him in 1922.
What was his name?
Ray Marks. He was a barber.
I didn't ask you what your first husband's name was.
His name was Pace. P-A-C-E. Oscar Pace.
Was your second? Actually, would you describe to me your first wedding and then your second wedding? Were they similar?
Yes, I'd say they were very similar. We were married by the justice of the peace.
Both times.
Both times. Mm-hmm.